Dorff discusses anxiety, hypervigilance, and some of the causes of chronic anxiety. Dr. Kasdorf gives you practical advice on how to understand and how to cope with your anxiety and panic. In addition, he teaches you several simple methods for relaxation. Dr. Kasdorf is editor of the Phobia Practice and Research Journal and co-director of Phobia Care Treatment Centers. Now, we invite you to sit back in your best relaxation chair as Dr. Kasdorf describes relaxation for anxiety disorders.
How to relax? This is the question you and millions of others ask themselves all the time. But you, like many others, may actually be afraid to relax, even though it's an important goal for you, because, like the soldier trying to get some sleep in enemy territory, you may desire and want sleep, but be afraid to let go and relax because you feel it is necessary to be alert to fend off a possible attack. In the case of the soldier, the danger is realistic. There is survival value in being ready to escape the attack. In your case, the panic attack is your enemy. But your vigilance is not adaptive. It keeps you from relaxing and actually pushes you closer to panic. Consequently, you are always in a state of anticipatory anxiety. This phenomenon is often called fear of fear. The fear of the panic attack actually creates chronic anxiety by producing a constant state of anticipation of panic. For others, a chronic state of anxiety may be caused by chronically worrying about how others may be evaluating you. This is called social anxiety. Still, for others of you, unrealistic, obsessive thoughts may cause chronic anxiety. Obsessive thoughts are unwanted thoughts that reoccur against your own wishes. You don't want to experience these thoughts, but no matter how hard you try, they keep coming back. This tape is designed to teach you how to relax and how to achieve better control of your panic. Will learning to relax stop panic attacks, and will it prevent anxiety from occurring? The answer to both questions is no. Fortunately for you, learning relaxation techniques will not totally stop anxiety. Even if you were to become the most laid-back person in the world, your anxiety will never completely disappear. It is part of the human condition and a very adaptive part. It is our personal alarm system that alerts us to possible dangers, either to our body or to our psyche. When a potential danger is near, our alarm system goes off. We feel anxious. This feeling is very adaptive in that we are experiencing our body preparing for action. Unfortunately, this alarm system malfunctions at times and you may feel chronically and unrealistically anxious. The alarm system is always going off. If you are always anticipating something negative happening, like the soldier in enemy territory, your alarm system will always be on. Therefore, one of the goals of relaxation is to learn to turn off the alarm system when it's not necessary. In other words, getting used to not being on guard and allowing your body to return to a relaxed state. In this way, your anticipation of anxiety will not perpetually cause it. You will become comfortable turning off your alarm. Will learning to turn off your alarm stop panic? Again, the answer is no, and for the same reasons. What you experience as panic is very adaptive during emergencies. Unfortunately, this reaction may be occurring without apparent reason to you when there is no imminent danger to you. So why is this happening? Your constant scanning of your body to determine if anything is happening to you and your interpretation of these feelings as dangerous may cause the very feeling that you are afraid of. Once this emergency response is started, it will not stop immediately because once adrenaline is released into your system, it will simply run its course. Adrenaline, released by the adrenal glands, is designed to prepare your body for emergency responses. It does this by causing your heart to speed up and to beat qualitatively stronger. That is your body's response to danger. Your rapid heartbeat pushes blood to the muscles of the body, especially your legs, which enriches the muscles and allows you to respond better physically. When adrenaline is released, the respiration rate also increases, causing significant changes in your breathing. The fact that you want to remember is that once adrenaline, or for that matter, any other hormone, is released into your body will respond like all other bodies to these hormones. This happens because your body is a biochemical machine and will simply follow the laws of biochemistry. No amount of willpower, determination, intestinal fortitude will stop the effects of these biochemical reactions. Once hormones are released into your bloodstream, certain changes will occur. The point to be understood here is that once the very powerful adrenaline sets off a panic or emergency reaction, you can't stop it. But you can certainly shorten it, and you may be able to prevent it. You can shorten it by not fighting it, by realizing a biochemical reaction is taking place and that it will run its course very shortly. You can minimize the impact the panic will have on you. In fact, adrenaline is very short-acting. However, on the other hand, if you fight it and identify it as something catastrophic, you may cause the emergency response to recur. So rule number one for panic is don't fight it, accept it, and it will disappear fairly rapidly. Also remember that the adrenaline that surges through your body is quite adaptive in emergency circumstances. The out-of-control feelings you experience are quite adaptive when they occur in real emergency circumstances. They ready your body for action. Consequently, you may have the feeling that you want to run when this unwanted feeling occurs. If you did this, you might actually feel better in a short period of time because you would be in harmony with your body. In fact, if you have ever played sports, you know that just before a game starts, it is very hard to sit still. Many athletes actually get sick prior to games because of these changes. In fact, I recently read that Jerry West, one of the great basketball players of all time, and always considered a clutch performer, reportedly had chronic stomach problems from tension during his playing days. When he temporarily retired from basketball for 2 years, his anxiety receded. He was quoted as saying these were the two most miserable years of his life. West, like many other people who are continually scrutinized for their performance, grew more comfortable with the inner discomfort and felt something was lacking without it. When he was asked if he still had passion for what he does, he said, "If I'm not nervous, if I don't have at least a little bit of the same self-doubt and anxious feelings I had when I first started playing, then it will be time for me to go on. I must have that tension." This response is not unusual. Many people, especially performers, feel they must have tension to perform well. But once the performer gets involved and is active, the feelings quickly dissipate and the adrenaline serves to make them more effective. In fact, if you stop and think about it, you will probably concede that your most severe feelings of anxiety occur in situations where you are physically inactive. This is partly why you feel out of control. Your motor is running wide open while you are idling in a line or at a stop sign. So if the adrenaline surges, accept it and realize that it will quickly pass. Rule number two is to correctly identify the panic as a non-dangerous event. A common thought is that anything that feels this intense will surely cause a heart attack or stroke, or maybe this is a heart attack. These thoughts will successfully cause the feelings of panic. You may wonder how you discriminate cardiac problems from anxiety problems. First, you should check with your family doctor or cardiologist to rule out any cardiology problems. Secondly, you should ask yourself, do these feelings occur under specific conditions such as being alone or standing in line or driving? Consider this. Your heart doesn't think. It only reacts to your thoughts. Your heart doesn't know if you're standing in line or driving on a freeway, but your heart will certainly react to situations that frighten you. I recently found two studies that compared the differences between panic attacks and real cardiology problems. Both studies found the same thing. They found that when people with panic attacks arrive at emergency rooms, their symptoms begin clearing up without treatment. This does not occur for cardiology patients. So when an anxiety or panic attack occurs, Identify it correctly, and it will pass much more quickly. After a panic attack passes, you may be able to calm yourself down much more quickly if you are able to induce relaxation. You may also help prevent panic from occurring by learning to relax. I mentioned that once panic has occurred, you may remain hypervigilant forevermore, and like the soldier in enemy territory, be afraid to give up your vigilance. When you maintain this heightened vigilance, you also maintain a higher level of physiological arousal. In other words, you never relax. By learning to relax for longer and longer periods of time, you will gradually give up your hypervigilance and lessen the chances that you will panic. If you're always on the edge of panic, it doesn't take much to push you there. Almost any cue will do: a heart palpitation, a slight dizzy feeling, a tightness in the chest. By learning to relax, you will start at a lower level of physiological arousal. Your heart will beat slower, your blood pressure will be lower, your muscles will be less tense, and your breathing will be deeper and slower. Learning to relax will allow you to get used to the relaxed alpha brainwave state, and this state will become more natural for you. The more you are able to achieve this relaxed state, the more natural it is to you, the less need you will have to remain on guard and self-induce an anxious state. Relaxation can also be used as a component to many other treatments. For example, imaginal desensitization experiences, visualization exercises, and other therapeutic modalities often use relaxation as a key component. Finally, relaxation is inherently rewarding by itself. It is capable of reducing muscle tension, improving circulation, reducing stress, and a number of other unpleasant sensations we all experience. Relaxation feels good. The final decision to make is, what's the best way for you to relax? There are a number of relaxation techniques you can learn, and each has its own function. Some relaxation exercises are quite active and involve concerted muscular activity on your part. Deep muscle relaxation is an example. In this technique, you actively tighten and then relax muscle groups in your body. This technique is very good for those of you who experience muscle tension. Take a few seconds to scan your body for muscle tension and write down on a paper where your muscle tension manifests itself most. The second technique for you to learn is diaphragmatic breathing. This exercise can be used to help prevent hyperventilation, which is often the primary cause for such varied symptoms such as dizziness, weakness, chest tightness, confusion, and detachment. This technique can be used any time you feel yourself starting to become too anxious and approaching a panic attack. If you are able to control your breathing, you will be able to control many of your panic-like feelings. This technique can be used almost any time, anywhere, and is very efficient. This is probably the quickest relaxation technique you can learn and may prevent panic attacks from occurring and will shorten panic attacks that do occur. A third type of technique is called cognitive relaxation techniques. These rely primarily on your own imagination and do not require any muscle exertion. Like the muscle relaxation techniques, these are best used to prepare yourself for future situations that you might be anxiously anticipating. They are also useful in simply learning to relax yourself and for getting used to being in a less vigilant, anticipatory state. I recommend you start by learning all three methods and then use the one that works best for your particular symptoms.
This is the end of side one. Turn your tape over for instructions on relaxation techniques. Some of these exercises involve muscle tension. Please check with your doctor before you attempt any of these exercises. On side one of this tape, Dr. Kasdorf discussed anxiety, why you have it, and some of the relaxation methods to reduce it. On this side, Dr. Kasdorf will instruct you in three different methods to relax. So sit back, get comfortable, and enjoy relaxation techniques.
We will begin with a breathing exercise. That is, you will learn how to breathe diaphragmatically instead of thoracically. This simply means you will learn to breathe from down in the stomach area rather than through the chest or upper lung area. The breathing exercise will be followed by a deep muscle relaxation exercise and finally by a cognitive relaxation exercise. These exercises will be greatly aided by learning to control your thoughts. Let's get right into diaphragmatic breathing. Learning to breathe for relaxation will help you to reduce many of the symptoms that occur during anxiety attacks and to facilitate relaxation. Thus, diaphragmatic breathing can be used during high stress times and in combination with other relaxation techniques. To do the following breathing exercises, try to get comfortable in a chair, do not cross your legs, and try to minimize distractions. For practical purposes, it is best to wait for 1 hour after eating before you practice. This is for practice. When you actually begin using the technique to combat anxiety, you can use diaphragmatic breathing anywhere. Okay, let's begin. Get comfortable. Let your tension go and relax. Now simply breathe normally. You may notice that you are breathing from your upper lungs instead of your lower lungs. This is the breathing pattern of an anxious person. To change this, take a slow, deep breath. When you feel your lungs have filled, slowly exhale. That's it, evenly and slowly. Continue breathing in this slow, easy manner. First, let your stomach and then your chest slowly fill and empty with air. That's it. Slowly and evenly. Do not work at this. Just breathe slowly and deeply. Let your lower lungs fill up first, from the stomach, slowly and deeply, and gently exhale. Do not force this. Just breathe in this slow, comfortable manner. Now as you slowly breathe in and out, notice your stomach move in and out as your diaphragm is contracted and expanded. Just focus on the air as it slowly comes into your lungs and then is exhaled. Go ahead now and continue breathing in this slow, deep manner. Practice this exercise with your eyes closed and then with your eyes open. As I talk, continue to breathe diaphragmatically, slowly, deeply, comfortably. Practice this for short periods 4 times a day until you feel more comfortable and natural breathing this way. When you begin to feel anxious, immediately concentrate on diaphragmatic breathing. Remember, this exercise is probably the simplest, quickest way to relax and will eliminate a host of symptoms in those of you who tend to hyperventilate when anxious. Many of you may think that hyperventilation consists of a gasping, dramatic way of breathing. Sometimes it does, but more often it is much more subtle. You simply have to breathe shallowly from your chest area and rapidly to hyperventilate. Although you want to learn to breathe deeply when anxious, you must also learn to slow down your breathing when breathing more deeply. In general, you want to be breathing between 13 to 15 breaths per minute. Okay, just continue to breathe diaphragmatically. Inhale through your nose, slowly, naturally, comfortably. We will now begin exercise number 2, deep muscle relaxation. This exercise is very good for muscle tension. Before starting out, scan your body for muscle tension. For many people, Tension affects their lower back, neck, and shoulders. But each person is different, so before you start this exercise, scan your body for muscle tension and remember how this feels. After you have completed this exercise, scan your body again and notice the difference. After you get good at relaxing with this exercise, you may be able to replace it by simply thinking about relaxing certain muscle groups. This exercise is designed to get you used to being in a relaxed state and may not be that helpful during an actual panic attack. So think of this exercise as a preventative measure. Okay, let's go. Get into a relaxed spot. Close your eyes. Feel yourself comfortably floating downward into the chair. Take a deep, diaphragmatic breath and relax. Now I would like you to make both of your hands into a fist. Now tighten your fists, tighter, tighter, hold it, and now relax. That's it. Let all the tension go at once. Just let your hands become loose and relaxed, completely relaxed. Okay, now tighten the muscles in your forearms. Tighter, tighter, hold it, and now relax. Just let all the tension go completely, completely loose, completely relaxed. Now I want you to tighten the muscles in your biceps. Okay, tighter, tighter, and now relax. Completely loose, completely relaxed. Just let all the tension go at once. Notice the difference in your muscles already as your muscles become loose and relaxed. Now tighten the muscles in your shoulders by shrugging them. That's it. Tighter, tighter, hold it, and relax. Just let all the tension go, completely loose, completely relaxed. Now notice how the relaxation is beginning to spread down through your hands, your forearms, your upper arms, and now into your shoulders. Just completely relax now. Just become completely loose, completely relaxed. As you become more and more relaxed, focus for a second on your breathing. Notice how, as you relax, your breathing becomes deeper and deeper and more relaxed. Okay, now tighten the muscles in your jaw by sticking your jaw out. That's it. Hold it, and now relax. Completely loosen the muscles in your jaw. Now I would like you to wrinkle your forehead, tighter, tighter, and now relax. Notice how your face feels completely loose, completely relaxed. Now I would like you to push your head backward into the chair and tighten the muscles in your neck. Tighter, tighter, and relax. Just let all the tension go at once. Just become completely loose, completely relaxed. Okay, now tighten the muscles in your chest and shoulder by thrusting your chest out and tightening the chest muscles and lower shoulder muscles. Good. Hold it. Hold it. That's it. And now relax. Just let all the tension go at once. Let the feelings of deep muscle relaxation take its place. Now just for a minute, focus on your breathing again. Notice how the air slowly comes into your lungs and then is exhaled. Notice your stomach and your chest slowly rise and fall as your breathing becomes more and more relaxed. That's it. Completely focus your attention on your breathing now. Now, tighten the muscles in your stomach. Tighter, hold it, and now relax. Just let all the tension go at once. Just become completely loose, completely relaxed, as you enjoy the benefits of deep muscle relaxation. Okay, now tighten your buttocks muscles. Tighter, tighter, and relax. Just notice now how the relaxation has spread from your hands into your arms, into your head, into your neck and shoulders, into your stomach, and into your buttocks as you become more and more relaxed. Now tense the muscles in your upper legs tighter, hold it, and relax. Let the tension go completely, become completely loose, completely relaxed, as the feelings of muscle relaxation spread even further downward now. Okay, now tighten the muscles just above your knees. Tighter, tighter, hold it, and now relax. Become completely loose, completely relaxed. Now I would like you to tighten the muscles in your calves. Tighter, hold it, and now relax. Just let all the tension go completely. Completely relax the muscles in your calves. Now, tighten the muscles in your feet by curling them downward as if you were burying them into the sand. Good. Tighter, tighter, and now relax. Just let all the tension go as you become completely relaxed, completely loose. Just focus on your body for a second and notice the muscles loosening and relaxing as you become more and more relaxed. Notice how the feelings of relaxation have spread completely throughout your body now, from your hands into your arms, up into your shoulders and head, and downward into your chest, your back, your stomach, into your legs and feet. Notice how your body is feeling completely loose, completely relaxed, as you enjoy the feelings of deep muscle relaxation.
This concludes the deep muscle relaxation exercise. Practice this exercise to get used to the feelings of being relaxed and to relieve muscle tension.
The next exercise is a cognitive relaxation exercise. You will relax by attending to perceptions associated with relaxation. Okay, let's go. Close your eyes and feel yourself floating into your chair. Take a second and scan your body for tension. After you have targeted those areas of tension, just let those areas become completely loose and completely relaxed. That's it. Just totally relax. Now for a second, focus on your breathing again and notice the air come deeply into your lungs and then be exhaled, slowly, comfortably. That's it. Just let the air come in and out as you slowly and comfortably relax. Now imagine that you are at the ocean. The sun is warm and soothing. You are on the beach relaxing. Just listen to the sounds of the ocean as you become slowly and deeply relaxed. See the waves come in and break slowly and gently and continue to relax. Just focus on the waves. Notice how your breathing becomes slow and deep as the waves come in and out. Just imagine yourself at the beach now, peacefully resting as the warm sun comes down. As you become more and more relaxed, your breathing becomes more and more relaxed. Notice as you become very deeply relaxed that your stomach gently rises and falls, and your breathing becomes more and more relaxed. As the sounds of the ocean surround you, notice that the muscles in your body are completely relaxed. Notice, too, that as you become completely relaxed, your breathing becomes more and more relaxed. Just picture your surroundings now. Notice how warm you feel as the sun beats down peacefully on you. Just completely enjoy the feelings of peaceful relaxation as you visualize the peace and tranquility of the ocean sounds. With every breath, let the tension you experienced flow from the muscles in your face, in your hands, and in your arms, and in your back, and in your legs, as you enjoy the peace and serenity of this wonderful place. Just let yourself become completely and fully relaxed.
This concludes side two. You will notice when you get up that you feel relaxed and energetic. Take the time to practice relaxation each day.